Welcome to this Beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson, where we're going to stretch a simple drum break into a proper jungle, old school DNB intro using only stock devices. And I want to be clear right away, we are not just time stretching audio, we're turning a plain break into something that feels alive, chopped, gritty, and a little bit dangerous in the best possible way. This is a huge part of drum and bass history. Those classic jungle records were built on reworking breaks, not just looping them. Producers would stretch them, slice them, pitch them, filter them, and push them around until the drums felt like a performance. That's exactly the vibe we're chasing here. So let's keep this beginner-friendly and practical. First, load a drum break onto an audio track. Pick a break with clear kick, snare, and hat transients. Something with a bit of room tone is great, because it gives the break a more natural, vintage feel. If the break isn't already warped, turn warp on in the clip view. Now set your project tempo to around 168 BPM. That's a really nice sweet spot for old school jungle energy. It's fast, but it still gives you room to shape the groove. If you want, you can go a little lower or higher, but 168 is a solid place to start. In the clip view, switch warp mode to beats mode. For drums, this is usually the cleanest starting point. If you know the source tempo, you can set the SIG BPM too, which helps Ableton understand the original feel of the loop. And if the break sounds too clean, don't worry, we'll rough it up later. The main thing here is to lock the snare in first. If the snare is landing with attitude, the whole break will feel stable, even if we start adding edits and movement around it. That's one of the big secrets here. Get the backbeat feeling good before you do anything fancy. Now stretch the break so it fits your grid. Try to make it loop cleanly over one bar first. If you need to move warp markers, do that carefully so the main hits land where you want them. But don't chase perfection too hard. A slightly uneven break often feels more authentic than a perfectly polished one. If it grooves, leave some of that human wobble in there. Next, duplicate the clip. We want one version that plays as a full loop, and another version that we can slice and arrange more freely. Right-click the break and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. This is one of the most useful Ableton workflows for this kind of drum programming. Slice by transients if you want the most musical result, or slice by 1/8 if you want a simpler starting point. Ableton will create a drum rack with all the slices mapped to pads. Now your break is playable like an instrument, and that's the mindset shift I want you to have. Treat the break like a lead instrument, not just percussion. In old school DNB, the break often carries the identity of the intro. Small changes in timing, velocity, and filter tone can completely change the vibe. Let's build a simple 4-bar intro pattern. Bar 1. Keep it sparse. Let the filtered break breathe. Bar 2. Bring in the main snare and a little more movement. Bar 3. Add ghost notes, maybe a tiny reversed hit or a late hat. Bar 4. Increase the density with a small fill that points toward the drop. If you're using MIDI slices, don't just copy the same thing over and over. Place the hits like they're being played. Add a snare ghost just before the main backbeat. Drop a hat slightly ahead of the beat. Remove a kick in one bar to create a little tension. Those tiny gaps matter. Empty pockets are where the bass line will eventually land, and they make the drop feel bigger later. Now let's process the drum group using only stock devices. A really solid beginner chain is EQ8, drum boss, saturator, and auto filter. Start with EQ8. Cut any low rumble below about 25 to 35 Hz. That keeps the sub area clean for the bass later. If the break needs a little more body, you can add a gentle boost somewhere around 180 to 250 Hz. And if the hats feel harsh, take a small dip around 4 to 7 Khz. Next, add drum bus. Use a modest amount of drive, maybe around 10 to 25%. Keep crunch low to medium, and don't go crazy with boom unless you really know what you want. We're aiming for punch and grit, not destruction. Push the break, not the whole mix. After that, add saturator. Just a little drive goes a long way here. Around 2 to 6 dB is often enough. If you want safety, turn soft clip on. That can help you get a more aggressive edge without making the transients too painful. Then add auto filter. This is where the intro starts to feel like it's moving. Set it to a low pass filter and automate the cutoff so the break opens up over time. You might start around 400 to 800 Hz in the first bars, then gradually open it toward 2 to 5 Khz, and finally fully open it right before the drop. This is important. We're not just stretching the audio, we're stretching the energy curve. That's what makes the intro feel like it's building towards something. You can also automate utility, gain for subtle lift, or raise drum bus drive a little in the last bar to add more urgency. Even a small level change can make the final phrase feel more alive. Now let's add some classic jungle style details. Duplicate a snare slice and place it a little early, maybe 1/16 before the main backbeat. Lower the velocity so it sits behind the main hit. Add a reversed cymbal or a reversed slice for a transition sound. Copy a hat and make it quieter so it behaves like a ghost rhythm. Remove one kick every couple of bars so the groove breathes. These tiny edits are what make the break sound performed instead of looped. Jungle and old school DNB are full of that broken, shifting movement. It's part of the character. For depth, keep the low end under control. Use utility if the break feels too wide or messy down low. In heavier DNB, the kick and snare should stay strong and focused in the center. You can add reverb, but do it lightly, preferably on a send. Keep the dry slash wet low, and cut the low frequencies from the reverb so it doesn't cloud the drums. A little space can be nice, but too much reverb will kill the punch. We want atmosphere, not soup. Now think about the arrangement like a DJ would hear it. A great intro gives enough rhythm to mix in, but it still holds back the full energy. So your structure might look like this. The first four bars are filtered and restrained. The next four bars open up a bit more, then the final bars before the drop add fills, snare pushes, and a more open filter. That contrast is everything. Dark intro, brighter next phrase, thin break, then fuller break, dry hits, then a touch of space. That's how you create excitement. If you want to push it a little further, you can make two versions of the break. One can stay filtered and restrained, while the other is more open and aggressive. Alternate them every four bars. That call and response feel works really well in old school style arrangements. And one more thing. Don't be afraid of slightly imperfect timing. A tiny offset on a hat or ghost snare can make the groove feel much more human. In this style, a little wobble is often a good thing. So let's recap the workflow. Load a break. Warp it in beats mode. Set the project tempo around 168 BPM. Slice it to a drum rack. Program a 4-bar intro with space, ghosts, and a small fill. Process the drums with EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and auto filter. Automate the filter so the energy opens over time. Keep the low end clean and the snare strong. And remember to leave room for the bass drop later. If you do that well, you'll have something that feels like a real jungle or old school DNB intro, not just a drum loop. For your practice challenge, make three versions of the same 4-bar intro. One clean, one gritty, and one more atmospheric. Keep the same tempo, use only stock Ableton devices, and change at least one rhythmic detail in each version. Then listen back and ask yourself, which one feels the most like the start of a proper DNB tune? That's the game here. Small edits, smart processing, and the right kind of tension. If you can stretch a break into a convincing intro with stock Ableton tools only, you're already thinking like a DNB producer. Let's move on and make it bang.